nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Parents and guardians, this is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. We'd like to thank our sponsor. We have a corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Please visit his website at www.williemoorejr.org. Also, one quick announcement before we start our show today. For those in the St. Louis area, ages 16 to 24, who are needing a summer job, please visit http://summerjobs.mo.gov. Again, you can go to the Education for All radio show page or tab, and you will be able to find previous episodes, which will also link you to the Blog Talk Radio archives, and you can find additional episodes from as far back as our original airing in January 2014. But some of the shows that have been listened to each month are still going strong. We have Family Goals, another show where we did Jumpstart Your Children's Career Now. Also, Help Your Child Finish the Year Strong. That was one of our top-rated shows thus far for 2015. And we have shows from 2014 that are being listened to in 2015. So it's very nice to have people tuning in and, again, going back to previous episodes. We had Urban Born Literacy, where we talked about literacy and education. And we had several other topics from 2014 that people are visiting in 2015. We had Supporting Children and Families Through Committed Fathers. Also, Young Fly and Save, Flat Out, our sponsor, current sponsor, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. And we have top-rated shows from 2014. Just want to share that information, the importance of parental involvement. Also, My Resume Sucks. And if you're not a good fit, you may need to quit dealing with entrepreneurship. So thank you so much for all your generous support over our last year up to our current airing of shows. And again, we ask that you please revisit old previous episodes that you may have missed, and then also share with family and friends. And I, one thing that I love about internet radio, if you have a good phone connection, you are great. You're good to go. So for those who listen by their phone, I know what it's like to hold the phone to your ear during conversations. So if you prefer, use earbuds, use headphones, put your phone on speaker and go about your regular household commitments and obligations. That way your hands are freed up, but you're still involved in the program. And then if you have something you'd like to comment or a question, then just pick up your phone, take it off speaker, and press 1, and then I can bring you into the conversation. So that may be a helpful tip for some of you who love to participate in the show by listening through the telephone, but you just feel like you're kind of attached for that 30 minutes. Or if you have an iPad or a laptop, a Surface, you know, or tablet, you know, feel free to listen that way as well. You can listen online. And if you listen on the phone, maybe you were a little distracted, then again, feel free to visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com and connect to previous episodes through the Blog Talk page or tab. Also, I wanted to let you know that we have a GoFundMe page, and you can find the badge or the widget, as it's called, posted on our Blog Talk Radio page and also on our home page, our Education for All page at the bottom on the footer. So feel free to donate. We are using the donations to go towards the radio program to make sure that we're able to keep that on the air. So at this time, let's go into the show. Our topic today is helping families at the end of the year. And sometimes we don't think about families needing assistance towards the end of the school year. During the beginning, we have back-to-school drives. We also, over the summer, we may have schools set up to offer breakfast for kids and lunch for them while their parents are at work, because it can become rather expensive for parents to feed their kids during the summer, especially when they're not used to having to do that during the school year, because lunch, breakfast and lunch may be provided, as well as even additional snacks. So during the end of the year, it can be just as expensive as the summer and the start of the school year. So I really want to bring that to everyone's attention. So if you don't have children, you know, please, there are ways that you can be of great help and great support to those who do. And you can start with your own family. Think about nieces, nephews, grandchildren. Think about also your neighbors. So not too far, you know, step outside your door, and there may be some family to the left, to the right, behind you or in the front of you, of your home or apartment. And then also for those who attend church, there may be families in your church that you're familiar with or that you've been kind of watching, you know, and you may watch them from a distance but never, you know, really had the opportunity to approach them. This may be a good opportunity for you to do that. Even on your jobs, you know, we think that because people are working that everything is fine, but sometimes we know that many of us are a paycheck away from being broke, or we're working paycheck to paycheck because of serious financial obligations. So keep your coworkers in mind as well, and those who are in fraternities, sororities, and other civic groups that you in which you participate. So let's talk a little bit about some of the ways in which you can assist parents and families at the end of the school year. So at the end of the school year, we know that there are many, many things that are taking place. You know, we have state testing, we have state competitions, final exams, there's prom, graduation, you know, summer activities coming about. So just a host of things that, you know, can take a parent's funding and attention away from their children. So if we start first with state testing and exams, some things that may be pretty helpful, maybe you are able to assist with studying, you know, with a young person, study with some students so that they don't feel alone or overly anxious about testing. Some people feel, well, I'm not a teacher, but there may be a subject that you're good in, such as science or math, or you may be really great at English or social studies. You know, so if, use your talent and your gift for helping another child to be able to study for their final exams, and just kind of having those conversations with kids who are within your reach or your circles of influence, and asking our kids, well, what material is being covered on your exam? Also, a lot of people remember the stories that they read in school. Some of the same things are taught over and over They consider it the classics or the canons of literature, the classics of English. So many of you who may be familiar with Romeo and Juliet, or you're familiar with Macbeth and other stories and different concepts in math, et cetera, you know, take the time to share those with the students. That's one good way to build relationships with kids, and also to have them see you in a different light and to view adults in a different light and to learn how to respect adults as well as how to have appropriate conversations with adults. And then finally, for students to be able to remain focused on education. So if we as adults model that with them and for them, then their conversations and their behavior attitudes will change and shift to more of an academic focus. Also, you may want to consider babysitting younger siblings so that those who will be testing will be able to have a quiet area in their home. You know, a lot of kids aren't able to study. Some may not necessarily be able to get to the library, but if home was more conducive for studying, they would do better. So if you know that there are little ones at the child's home, you know, during this particular time for state testing or for final exams, you know, or for during ACT prep, you know, ask the parents if they wouldn't mind you babysitting the younger ones so that the older children will be able to have a nice quiet place to study, even if it's only for 2 hours, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours. The little that you do, it can go a long way. And then also now we talk about prom and graduation. For some of us, it was pretty expensive. You know, think about what you spent on your prom and your graduation or what your parents spent on your prom and graduation. Some of us may have had a part-time job. So we went to school, so and then we also got a job so that we could make sure we could pay for prom and we could pay for our graduation. So those two things are not free, and students often need help in those areas, especially with our young ladies. There's so much in terms of getting their hair done, their nails, their shoes, having the right undergarments. You know, we don't always think about that, but a lot of the formal dresses are sleeveless or strapless, and young ladies do not normally have those, have the appropriate undergarments for wearing under formal wear. So that's something, and for us ladies, we know how expensive the undergarments can be. And so, you know, assisting them would be wonderful, I'm sure, for any parent. And then also for our young men, we can't forget they want their hair cut as well. They want the lining, the part, the trim, you know, whatever they're doing with their hair. So that's something as well in addition to the tux. And then also for them having socks, you know, we don't think about young men for socks, but at some time while they're on the dance floor or sitting down, you know, those pants legs to the tux aren't staying, you know, stapled to their shoes, to their ankles. So, you know, they want to match as well. They want to feel confident and good in what they are wearing, just like the young ladies. So, you know, keep that in mind. And even with graduation, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, the kids are just going to put on anything because they're wearing the robes. But also, you know, when they're wearing the robes, remember that sometimes what students wear under the robes is visible. You know, all of them, their shoes are visible. And so the students would like to have nice pairs of shoes to wear with their gowns. You know, the shirts or whatever is showing under the sleeves, because the sleeves don't always go down to their wrists. So a lot of times our young men may worry about what types of sleeves they have on, or maybe even our young ladies, they want to wear something that may be without a collar, but that may not necessarily be appropriate with a gown. Sometimes you do need to have a collar if there is no hood or some other type of garment that's coming with the gown that the students are able to wear around the neckline. So those are some things that, you know, we can assist with. And you may want to either sponsor a student or contact their school to see if, you know, how they are addressing the issue, whether they're accepting actual donations or they're accepting, you know, monetary financial support. So you can contact the school and get that information. If you're not comfortable approaching a family, you can also donate gently used and cleaned formal wear to local charities, and they will make sure that students have the opportunity to shop at a very low cost. There are many of them now where they are starting to cater to the young ladies in particular during prom season, and those items have been donated, and they are sold for very little, you know, maybe like $20 or so, or even a little bit more than that, but they're extremely discounted so that we can help, you know, people can help to make prom a special time in terms of our young ladies' appearance. And that's also a way to help young ladies to dress appropriately. You know, if you take the time to assist them in finding the appropriate attire, you know, versus them being able to shop on their own and, you know, without much guidance, and then they perhaps won't pick something that's tasteful for their age and the occasion. Also, we want to talk about state competitions. You know, when we have track and other state competitions, the athletic competitions for students, we tend to get excited, but we don't know. Some of us aren't aware of how expensive the competitions can be. So though the school may provide the uniform and a couple of other things, parents still have to provide some things as well. And then also, while the child's transportation may be covered because they're on the school bus, and so it may be provided or in the fees or raised through the booster club, sometimes the parents and family members who really want to support their children are unable to go because it can become a financial burden to them. So think about sponsoring a student and his or her family. Think about maybe carpooling. If you, particularly if you have additional seating, maybe you have an SUV or you have a minivan, you know, maybe you're able to help drive and transport some people to the competition. That can also mean a great deal to the students, because to have a small, even a small cheering section, you know, can make a huge difference in the lives of our children when they are competing and supporting their schools and doing their best to perform academically, because it is kind of grueling, the training that they go through. And to look up and to be able to see their parents, their siblings, their neighbors, their classmates, other people there supporting them, it can make a big difference. And then our summer break, we don't really think about the expense. And also the fact that this is a time where the students are at home the longest by themselves. So maybe offer to babysit children on a rotational basis. Sometimes through neighborhoods, you can arrange this because there are enough parents that are home throughout the day at various times during the morning, afternoon, and evening hours where parents may be busy and working. So maybe a few people can volunteer to babysit on a rotational basis or look in on the children on a rotational basis. So even if you're not babysitting them in your home or their home, just kind of checking in. You know, you're the parent that the child, that the students can check in with, or you're going to check in on them periodically just to make sure that they're not up to anything, and then also to make sure that they're safe. You can also offer to drive students to summer activities, so you can form a carpool. There are many activities in the summer. However, some of those activities are for only maybe 1 hour or even 3 hours at the most, and parents may not be able to, they may be able to drop off their children but not pick them up, or they may be able to pick them up but not drop them off. So you being an additional person that they can trust and rely on to help be that carpool in form of rotation can be helpful, because even though the activity may not last for the duration of the time that the parent is away from the home to help supervise their own students or children, at least they would know that for 2 hours or 3 hours, 4 hours, that their child is somewhere doing something productive with other children their age, and they're in a safe environment. So anything you can do, you know, along those lines would be greatly appreciated, I'm sure, to many parents. And also consider sponsoring a student summer camp. You know, summer camp and activity fees, it can be kind of expensive. So maybe offering to donate or fundraise and give money to help support young people in their summer activities, it can be a great support to parents. So those are some things that I really wanted to share this week. It was on my mind as we prepare for the end of the school year, just all that parents have to go through, and financially and in terms of their time, that just may not necessarily be available. And keep in mind that we're looking from the outside in, and parents may not be very comfortable sharing some of this with you, but I would, as an educator and a parent, like to make sure that I help to bring that to the forefront and be a voice for the parents who may not be comfortable in discussing those issues with others. And if you're those who are online, or if you're listening through your phone, if you would like to contact us and press 1, I can bring you to the conversation. If you have questions or comments, or if there were things that neighbors and family members did to help you and your parents as you were growing up, feel free to share that at this time by pressing 1 or dialing 646-595-4481 if you're listening online, and press 1 for your question or your comment. And while we're waiting, if there's anyone who wants to have a comment or question, I wanted to let you know that the information that I just shared with you is also available on our website at www.educationforallinc.com. It is on our Involved Parent Magazine page, our Involved Parent Magazine, the latest issue, which is the last one for the 2014-2015 academic year. The information I just shared with you can be found in the Involved Parent Magazine, and there are other articles as well, Travel, Explore, and Enjoy. If we could continue to allow unjust practices, our children will continue to fail. Inclusive Education, Mentors, Living Your Passion, Simple Salmon, Fresh Spinach, Rotel, and Bacon, Supporting Students at Test Taking Time, and 5 Ways to Win at Fitness. Those are the additional articles that are in the latest issue of the Involved Parent Magazine. So we do encourage you to read the current Involved Parent Magazine, as our next one will be available on July 1st. And if you would like to sponsor a magazine, you have a business or a product service that you feel benefits parents and families, please make sure you email me, Carletta@educationforallinc.com, so that we can make sure that you are represented in our magazine. Yes, hi, caller.
Oh, yes, Dr. Washington, how you doing? Dr. Washington,
I'm
maybe
doing
a little
wonderful.
Subject, but I'm just wondering your opinion about the Atlanta teachers that were arrested and charged with racketeering.
Yes, that is a long topic for another show. What I can say is that, unfortunately, when you have employee jobs that are tied to the performance of other individuals, that can cause, some rather unsavory things to happen. and that has been a controversial topic for many years in education as to whether or not teacher and administrator performance would be tied to student test scores. So I don't condone it. Wouldn't suggest it, wouldn't involve myself either. But that, unfortunately, is one result of, you know, the these mandates that are coming down that are making educational employees responsible for student performance based on test scores. And there are many, many factors that come into play when we talk about student performance, such as how much support the student may or may not be receiving from home, whether or not the student has disabilities, whether or not the student is a good test taker. So there, you know, whether or not the student is feeling well that day or is even interested in taking the test, whether or not the student may like the teacher with whom he or she is assigned during the testing. I mean, there are so many factors to even was the material taught, did the school district have the appropriate textbooks, and did they have the appropriate training and experiences needed in order to relay the information. So there are so many factors that can come into play that I can imagine it can become a very stressful situation for districts and schools that are involved in their jobs being associated with student performance.
Is it a question of the punishment not in the crime? Because there was a teacher last year that was having relations with the student, and they got 30 days.
Yes, and I saw part of the debate as well where they asked, is the justice system looking at this rather harshly in terms of how they are passing judgment upon these individuals versus, you know, people who would just, like, steal money intentionally from a corporation, you know, and things like that. So it's raising a lot of eyebrows, a lot of controversy. So I imagine, you know, educators and departments of education will start to really examine this issue on all accounts.
It's because racketeering, I mean, I mean, maybe take away their license. I mean, but racketeering 20
right.
years, that's not something the mob.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, caller. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this week. We do have a guest next week, Ms. Abigail Brooks, or Abby Brooks. She is the founder of YC Boot Camp, and she will be our guest next week. She talks about women, in particular those who are single, and she helps to provide them with some guidance and suggestions in terms of being able to pursue a godly husband and to prepare themselves for a godly husband. So we hope that you will join us next week here at 6 o'clock p.m. We also want to thank our corporate sponsor, and we want to ask you to follow us, like us on Facebook, Education for All Inc. STL. Follow us on Instagram, Education for All Inc. STL, or follow us on Twitter, Ed for All.
Never really mattered
that
much to me.
Maybe they can all say what they want, but they got nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.